Stand the Man podcast with business and entrepreneurs.
It's now time for Stand the Man podcast. And here's your host, Stan the Man.
Hello, everyone. Stan the Man here with another podcast for you. And looking forward to getting into some good things with you today. And what we're going to cover today is some basic things about becoming an entrepreneur. When you're getting into business by yourself, or if you have partners, there's a lot of things to consider. Maybe you're already in your business, or maybe you're thinking about planning a business. And of course, with all businesses, it usually comes down to sales as far as being successful. And that's why if you have watched the Sharks Network, one of the first questions they want to know is, how are your sales? I mean, if this person says, 10,000, a few hundred thousand, they may not pay attention. But if that person says, I made $1 million in my first 6 months, first year, and then, of course, the sharks kind of sit up in their seats and start to pay attention. So we all know that sales is important. So one of the things that you really should consider if you have not done it already, and that is look at putting together a business plan. And the business plan becomes a roadmap to what your expectations are for your business. And of course, the business plan, you may want to include a mission statement, a vision statement, and you want to look at the cost of your products, what is the cost of your services, and are you going to take a salary to begin with? Usually it's hard to take money from the business when you're starting because a lot of times you're putting that back into the business. Some people may talk about a SWOT, your strength, your weaknesses, your threats, and your analysis. So with those, it's look into a little details. What are some of the challenges that you may face? But in moving back to the products and services, you really want to look at, of course, can you afford to do this? I know a lot of folks, understandably, may start out, maybe they have a simple product, a simple service, beginning to make some money and they believe, okay, we're going to get bigger with that. Challenges when you're starting your business is having enough capital to sustain yourself. So, of course, when you start out, normally you're not going to try to have a brick and mortar store. You might be able to do it online. And then, are you doing it in your name, or you're starting with a business name? Because if you have a business name, then you're going to be looking at taxes. So of course, you're going to be looking at minimizing your expenses. And then you look at how much does it cost to create or have your service. So let's say if you're baking cakes, how much does it cost to bake the cake? And then of course, you want to make sure that after you've done that and your labor and time, you're making some money on it. That's why nowadays, some of the places that make desserts and cakes, they make the small ones and the big ones, so they can, look at increasing their revenue. So as you begin to put this thing together, of course, I'm not going to go into all of the details of the business plan and how many pages and all those things, but at the very least, it should have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It should make some sense. And then, one thing you can do, let's say if you've never put a business plan together before, or you want to get some advice on it, there's an organization called SCORE. You can go to score.org, and it is where a lot of individuals are retired from business, they've had their own business, and now for free, they give out free advice to business owners that are looking to do bigger things. If you want to look at the format of doing a business plan, you can go to sba.gov. That's the Small Business Administration. They have some templates there that you could look at and begin to put your plan together. Now, the cool thing is you don't have to be an accountant, initially to get started on this. It's basic math. How much do things cost? what are your expenses of doing? And I find out, you know, a lot of business owners, when they're starting out, they're trying to put their own money in it. The expenses might be more than what they bargained for. So if you can kind of chart this out on paper first, it will give you an idea as to the progression that you can make, how successful that you can make. And, you know, some people are more optimistic and think, well, I'll sell a whole lot of these. But, you know, when you're getting started out, you're building your brand and your name recognition to have people, you know, buy your services or buy your business. So those are some of the things initially I wanted to share with you today on the Stand the Man podcast. And next up, we're going to have our guest up and be able to share some good things about you that, hey, you might be able to make some money with it. And at the very least, also, you will have some education, so you may be able to do both. And that's coming up next.
All I have for you is a word. Tenet. It'll open the right doors. Some of the wrong ones, too. Use it carefully.
To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
I'm not saying Armageddon here.
No. Something worse.
I gather you have an interest in a certain Russian national.
Mind bring me in?
You really want to know? He can communicate with the future.
Time travel?
No.
Inversion.
Name it and pull the trigger. You're not shooting the bullet. You're catching it.
Poor. Well, I've seen too much. Well, we'll try and keep up.
Your duty transcends national interests. This is about survival.
It seems bold.
Bold, I'm fine with. I thought you were going to say nuts.
This is where our worlds collide.
How would you like to die?
Old.
You chose the wrong profession.
There are people in the future who need us. We need a tenant.
We need to save them here and now.
This reversing the flow of time wasn't us being here now. I mean, it never happened.
Crash a plane.
But not from the air. That was so dramatic.
Well, how big a plane?
That part is a little dramatic.
Hello, everyone. Stan the Man here with you for your podcast. And today, we're excited to have Greta Chin on the podcast today. Greta, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Stan. Thanks for having me this morning.
Very good. Well, we do appreciate you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. We're looking forward to just some great information that you're going to be able to share with us today. And so with the COVID-19 is kind of amazing to me that it has really changed the way that we live and different things we need to do to protect ourselves and others. And what are some of the things you feel like that as Black Americans that we need to be more aware of in combating this particular virus?
Well, we have to be very careful. I live in an area where it's in the rural South, and most of the patients that are seen in this area suffering from this illness are older African American patients with other health comorbidities like diabetes or high cholesterol or, you know, cancer or, you know, other illnesses to tie into it that makes it easier for them to catch COVID-19 and to suffer from it for longer. So it's real important for us to make sure we're wearing our mask. And in our state, our governor did not renew our mask mandate. So as of October 1st, it's pretty much optional for businesses to say whether or not they want people to wear our masks. But it's important that whether or not the business makes it mandatory, that you just wear yours anyway, because you never know who has COVID. You can't tell by looking at somebody if they're infected. Right. So the best thing you can do is just protect yourself. And you want to make sure that you're doing whatever you can to keep your chances as low as possible of getting it.
Well, that's a very good point. And with the, I think in the Black community, another challenge for us is that, and really anyone in general, that, as you know, doctors have shared with me, and you already know since you are in the nursing field, is that however we're treating our bodies and minds before we get ill, once we get ill, then our body is gonna our recovery time, the speed of that is based on what we were doing prior to it. And I know there's some folks that have underlying conditions. So is there anything that you could recommend to folks that they just do on a regular basis to make sure that they're as healthy as they possibly can be?
Well, of course, you know, you want to be trying to live as healthy as possible, you know, eat a healthy diet as best as you can, which is hard to do with an on-the-go lifestyle. And I'm a firm believer in trying to eat as healthy as you can, even on the go. But you want to try to make sure you're getting as many nutrients as you can from vegetable and plant sources. If you can, take the adequate supplements, like there's elderberry syrup, things to help boost your immune system, drinking vitamin C in high doses, making sure that you're just exercising and staying as healthy as you can within your body to try to help your body fight off infections when you do get them. If you do happen to get sick, trying to stay at home and quarantine and resting and providing your body with warm supplements and, you know, just getting adequate nutrition to feed your body to help it fight off the infection. Those things are really important as well.
Well, very good. And also I was going to ask you with the, how often would you say that it would be good for a person to be tested? Would it be that just when they're around individuals? Because I know that I have some folks that I know work in the entertainment business, and what they're doing, similar to the professional sports, they're being tested more on a regular basis. And I know folks that are working on the front lines, their testing is more often. So how, for us regular folks, how often would you say that we should be tested, or just if we get around a group of folks and we're not sure?
Regular people who don't have as high of an exposure to large groups or large crowds of people don't need to be tested as regularly.
Okay.
It's not that it doesn't increase your chances of getting it to be tested more, but there's no real need to go and be tested if you haven't been exposed any more than usual. Now, if you're around, like, say, for instance, you've been going to places with high volumes of people lately, or you've been exposed to people, you've been going to the hospital to visit someone who's been ill in your family, and you've been exposed to people who may have possibly been sick, now you may want to go and get tested more so in that instance, because you never know if you've been exposed in that situation. Mm-hmm. But just in general, you don't need to be tested unless you know for sure you've had an exposure or you're starting to exhibit symptoms. But other people who do work in the, like, those industries, they do have guidelines, and, you know, that I do understand. I also have been tested several times working, because I work with children in the home who have illnesses, a little girl who has respiratory insufficiency. And so anytime I even begin to feel a little bit ill, I have myself tested just to be sure that I haven't been exposed, because I can't afford to take that back to my job.
That's very very good point. Do appreciate that. We're speaking with Retta Chin today, a nurse who has been working on the front lines and with other folks to make sure that they are get the best care and the best treatment. I was going to ask you this, and that is that the we have some holidays coming up. What would you what would you say to folks that are, we have some folks that, they want to get together for the holidays. What advice would you give to those folks that are maybe considering getting together for the holidays, family and friends?
I say keep it small, and keep it to the ones that you've been close to already, I know it's tempting to want to have family from out of town come around, but you have to think about stuff like quarantine times. A lot of states are implementing mandatory quarantine. So if your family comes from other states, they might have to stay for a lot longer than you want to have them there just to make sure they don't have the virus. So, take that into consideration. And then if they do end up catching ill or being ill or exposing your whole family, is it worth it for just one night's dinner? So just keep it small and then protect yourselves. And that's the best thing I can recommend to you. Think about having more holidays as opposed to a big holiday.
Oh, that's definitely a good point there. I think I had read recently that, as you can imagine, there are many places we're on lockdown. I know Hawaii was on lockdown. And from what I've seen at Hawaii, there was a period of time where if you were right on the money with it, because Hawaii was like, okay, if you come to Hawaii for 14 days, you're going to have to be quarantined. And now they have a thing where I know one of the airlines, even before you get on the airline, this particular airline, they're doing like free tests. So you will know even before you get to Hawaii. And then when you get to Hawaii, I think they test again just to be safe. And I share with folks that I'm sure you have with this particular virus, one can never be too careful. I was going to ask you, the interesting thing that I have found out, and I think is pretty cool, and that is that you have become involved in actually making the mask that can protect us from COVID-19. And I was wondering, how did that come about that you decided to start making the mask?
Well, it's a funny story. Well, my mother's a seamstress. My mother's getting a little bit older, and she likes to sew in her spare time. And I have a deep-rooted environmental concern about disposable things. So I try as hard as I can not to always buy disposables. And, when this whole started, I was buying disposable masks and throwing them away. And, I was just thinking about how they all of a sudden put this thing up in Times Square about how we have 7 years that if we go on the same course that we're going with the state of our environment before there'll be a drastic carbon change to this planet that's going to affect life. So I was like, okay, I'm freaking out about something I have no control over. And I was like, do I really not have any control? I was like, even little steps can help. And it's, off on a tangent a little bit, but it was for concern for people who like to have renewables as opposed to throwing disposables away.
Okay, and, that makes sense.
It also gives you a fashionable alternative, so you have more than one option to use. And so my mom came up with all this material that she had been hoarding for all these years in her sewing room. And so she started cutting out masks, and we started advertising them on Facebook, and it just kind of took off from there. So we are offering all different size masks, extra large for men with beards, large size, smaller size for women with slender faces and young children and teenagers, and even a small size for babies who usually will wear the mask for a few minutes, but they don't like to keep them on, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's...
We do provide some safety for the babies,
I think that's great because, I didn't mean to step in your word. I was just going to say that I think that's great because, a lot of the masks, they don't have the size for the kids. The kids, they have like this big old mask on and it's hard to fit. So I think it's great that you're making the smaller ones for the younger kids.
That's the solution that I was seeing, and it came from my own daughter. I have a 6-year-old, and we went to the Walmart, and I didn't have a mask for her. I tried to give her one of my own, and tying knots in the ear loops. Still, the mask was still huge. It covered up almost to her eyes.
And oh, so okay.
We told my mother, and she just started cutting them out smaller, and we were able to come up with some cute little ones for kid-sized faces. So that was our solution, and they're very reasonably priced. You know, adult masks are $7 in most prints. We have some football teams that we offer them for $9, and then children's size masks are $5. So they cost a little bit more, but they're handmade. Each one is handmade. It's reusable. They're, you know, they last for quite a long time, so it's worth a little bit better investment. It's a little bit better quality than your hair store mask that you're going to get. So,
well, I definitely know just for me pricing mask out, that those prices are very, very good. And I would imagine to one can put it in the washing machine or hand wash it just like any other
period. Yes, you can wash them in the washing machine or hand wash, whatever you prefer. But they are washing machine safe.
Okay.
And they're double layered, so you have your front side and your back side. You don't have to put a filter inside because it's thin and breathable materials, but it's safe enough to filter out even small particles.
I was going to ask you, if someone wanted to have a custom type mask and they were able to give you, you know, kind of the general idea, if they wanted a specific logo on it or something like that, would you be able to do that as well?
Well, I myself do some customizations. I'm getting more into doing customs. Right now, I'm able to put initials onto masks.
That's cool.
But I don't have my setup yet for doing full logos.
Okay.
So that's coming in the near future. Before the end of the year, we should be able to do logos and stuff like that. But right now, we're just starting off small with customization with little initials and small pictures and stuff like that.
Very good. I appreciate that. And wanted to, we're coming up, the time has kind of flown by quickly. I just wanted to see if there's anything that you would like to share with the audience in connection with these masks and COVID-19 and how they
You can definitely reach me via Messenger, Facebook Messenger. Greta Chinn is GRETTACHINN. You can message me for mask information, or on Instagram you can reach me. Greta is a nerd is my handle. So you can reach out to me there. I have some pictures posted on my Instagram page that you can look at. And like I said, it's just a small little business that I run with my mother, that we do these handmade masks. So feel free to contact us. We'll be glad to get with you with whatever your mask needs may be.
Well, Greta, we do greatly appreciate you for sharing all this amazing information with us today. We definitely want to wish you the absolute best, and to you and your entire family, okay?
Thank you, Stan. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Remember, you can listen to this podcast on Anchor FM, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Play, and Google Play.
Stan the Man Podcast with business and entrepreneurs.